The name of the place where, and of the person with whom I lived, is my secret, I replied concisely. Which, if you like, you have, in my opinion, a right to keep, both from St. John and every other questioner, remarked Diana. Yet if I know nothing about you or your history, I cannot help you, he said. And you need help, do you not? I need it, and I seek it so far, sir, that some true philanthropist will put me in the way of getting work which I can do, and the remuneration for which will keep me, if but in the barest necessaries of life. I know not whether I am a true philanthropist, yet I am willing to aid you to the utmost of my power in a purpose so honest. First, then, tell me what you have been accustomed to do, and what you can do. I had now swallowed my tea. I was mightily refreshed by the beverage, as much so as a giant with wine. It gave new tone to my unstrung nerves, and enabled me to address this penetrating young judge steadily. Mr. Rivers, I said, turning to him, and looking at him as he looked at me openly and without diffidence, you and your sisters have done me a great service. The greatest man can do his fellow being. You have rescued me, by your noble hospitality, from death. This benefit conferred gives you an unlimited claim on my gratitude, and a claim, to a certain extent, on my confidence. I will tell you as much of the history of the wanderer you have harboured as I can tell without compromising my own peace of mind, my own security, moral and physical, and that of others.